Hello, Esther.
It's awesome to connect, and I was just saying, I was like, oh, I've never heard of Vivaldi. I think I butchered the browser name, but
Oh, Vivaldi? Yeah,
Vivaldi.
it's one of the lesser known.
Well, I
But
love it,
hey.
and thank you. Yeah, thank you for connecting. I'm so excited to
Oh,
have you, and
thanks for inviting me.
yes. To everyone listening out there, this is Amy or Amatarsu.
Amaterasu. Amaterasu solar.
Amaterasu Solar. Okay,
There
I
you
feel
go.
like
You did pretty
I
good.
was there. Thank you, Amy. It's awesome to connect. I'm so thankful to finally be able to just talk to you. I felt led to really connect, and I was like, okay. I think podcasts are a great way to just spread the word and allow people to have a bigger awareness of what's going on. And I'm so excited I met you. I feel you appear like an angel in the Discord server, and what you share is so powerful. It's something that I think many people out there need to hear, and I would love if you want to introduce yourself, where you can be found on all of the channels that you are on, and what you like to share.
Okay, well, I'm a little old lady. Little old lady who's had a lot of experience in this world. And presently I'm writing articles. I was making a lot of videos and putting them on uToilet. And it's just gotten to be too much for me. So I'm just writing articles. Video production is long and tedious. But at any rate, I still have my stuff up at uToilet and also on Odyssey. I have my articles. Some of them are on Odyssey, a lot of them are on Hive. And just Amaterasu Solar and search, you'll find me. And I don't know where to go from there.
Awesome. And again, definitely check out Amy's stuff. It was mind-blowing, if you're not prepared for it. But it's really awesome stuff,
No, thank
and
you.
thank you again for being here. And I feel you. I'm in awe. I'm out here and I'm like, ooh, the skill of creating just written work is beautiful, and it's awesome. So really, really powerful stuff. And in particular, you have a lot directed at, let's say, well, let's just reflect, and we'll start with the bigger picture, and we'll work our way in. Like, we can see the whole world is, whoa, we can see it really clearly, things going on. And I would love to know just a little bit about what inspired you to share, all that you do on all of the different channels that you're on.
Well, I'm out to solve for the psychopaths in control, and that's what my work is pretty much focused on, is getting people to be aware of what we can do and how much better our planet will be for all of us if we do it. So, and when you say when I'm on channels, what do you mean?
Yeah, so like uToilet, Odyssey, Hive,
Oh,
all
yeah.
of these are different,
And
channels
I.
and places where we can find your work.
Yeah, and I also have a small forum that's got a lot of my work on it. It's called Tap Your It, and that's TAPYOURE. Let's see. Oh gosh, I've already forgotten. Okay.
Tap your head.
Yes, tapirit.boards.net.
Is that BOARD?
Yeah, like as in message boards.
Awesome. Dot net.
Yeah,
Okay.
tapirit.boards.net. And the TAP is an acronym for the abundance paradigm. But I quit using the abundance paradigm fairly early on in my work because I posted my novella, which is also at Tapirit, on abovetopsecret.com. And I got glorious reception for what I had put together. And I did not know at the time that that site was CIA run. And it was not too long after that that me, I was a silver contributor, which means I was contributing a lot to that site. And very shortly after I posted my novella, they started coming at me for mentioning, something I had written and posted to that site and said, you might want to check this. And they came along and started calling every time I did that spam and then banned me. So, I'm not on Above Top Secret anymore. I think my old stuff is still sitting there. But, I don't post there. I don't do anything with that site at all. Where was I going with that? At any rate, I have been working, let's see. It was back in 2006. I think it was 2006 that I read a book called Entropy by Jeremy Rifkin. And up until that point, because I knew that we had free energy technologies through my father, I just knew there was some reason why they felt they had to hide the technology, but I did not understand until I read that book. And in there, Jeremy says, all money is stored energy credits. And when I read that, everything clicked. And right at that point, I realized that I knew how we could solve for things on our planet. And I had a choice. I could be really scared and forget about it and, go along to get along and let the world go to hell. Or I could decide to push away all fear and carry forth and try to bring this to the world. Well, back then, I figured, give it a year or two and everybody would know about it and we'd get working on it. I was a bit naive back then. I even back then thought we could do things like pass laws that would do good things for us. I did not realize the real situation with all government on our planet. That being, we have no say. They're all corporations. They hold elections to create the illusion that we have any say, but they appoint their CEOs, presidents, and all the other officers in their corporation. So they're going to do what works towards their goals, their great reset and all that. exciting stuff. And so at this point, you know, I realize that I'm up against something a lot larger than I thought. But I keep plugging because if I let it go, it's a guarantee that things will get rotten. And if I don't, there's some possibility I might be successful. And so, have I filled you in? Filled you in enough?
Hello, Amy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Perfect. Well, we are back, and we're really going to be now diving deep into this part two of, you know, what makes a psychopath? Let's start there.
Okay, well, there are two types of psychopaths. The first type is a genetic psychopath. There is a gene that they inbreed to retain. Surprise, surprise. And these are called primary psychopaths. And what the gene does is manifest individuals that absolutely cannot, no matter what you do, no matter how hard you try, they cannot feel caring, compassion, love, or empathy for others. They feel no remorse. And although not all of them lust after power over others, the ones that don't tend to be loners and just don't have anything to do with anybody, if they can help it. But most of them really, really get off on having power over others. And the secondary psychopaths, which arise in societies that are run by primary psychopaths, are the conditioned ones. They either decide to turn off their caring, compassion, love, and empathy for others so that they can succeed, so that they can survive, so that they can cope. And in that coping has a lot to do with being Okay.
Kind of feels like grief.
Indoctrination comes with the coping. Because if you are indoctrinated, for example, there's a certain group of us that a lot of them have been taught repetitively and over again that their group is the best and all the other people and all the other groups are their slaves. That God loved them and made them special and everybody else is just animals. Okay. That can cause secondary psychopathy. So that's basically what a psychopath is somebody who has no caring, compassion, love, or empathy for others. And like I said, primary is genetic, secondary is conditioned. The reason that we have psychopaths in control has everything to do with the fact that we use money. And a lot of people do not get this. They don't grasp why. But what do they say? Money is power. And we know it is. If you've got gazillions of dollars, you can buy anyone and anything you want. I mean, I suppose some people would be impossible to buy, but very, very few. in essence, you can create whatever you want with all this gazillions of dollars. Unless, of course, you're up against somebody that wants to do something different that also has gazillions of dollars.
Then you have a war.
But at this point, they're pretty much all agglomerated into a group that is working to control the whole planet. Now, what happens is most of us, those of us who are not psychopaths, will stop short of doing unethical things to get money. We will not defraud another. We will not steal from another, and we will not hurt or kill another for it. We won't do those things. Psychopaths, on the other hand, have no problem doing any of that. And because of that, when they see an advantage to getting something by doing one of those things, they will, without hesitation. Without hesitation, they will do those things and gain the most money. And so you wind up with the ones with the most money are the ones in control. And they are psychopaths. So we need to stop using money. Now, I've got to be very clear here about what I mean when I say money. Money is anything that we use to account for the energy we have added into, initially it was the community, but now it's just the system. It's and this developed because we lived in scarcity and all hands were needed to
Just
do all the
maintain,
necessary
right?
stuff, right? You needed everybody, and you didn't want skaters, so they started requiring some proof that you've added your energy into things, right? And but when you take a look, for example, there were some island paradises, okay, where the people on the island had plenty of everything just for the taking. You know, they didn't need all hands to make sure they got the necessary things done because most of the necessary things were just sitting there right in front of them. And they never did develop any money. They used social currency. Don't confuse that with social credit. Social
Oh,
currency,
no, China is a whole different thing.
totally different thing. The
Oh, yeah, you
social
could think of it as
currencies
like
are
a
the things like
bartering.
the, huh?
It's like kind of bartering, like, hey,
Well,
I'll do this for you if you do this for me.
no, actually, when you have abundance, when you can have whatever you want for the asking,
Naturally.
you don't need that. But what you do have is that you have people who will do things because they get appreciation, thanks, lauds, reputation, respect, admiration. These are your social currencies. Even self-satisfaction is a social currency. And it's accounted for in our hearts and minds, and it's never given a specific value. Okay, you gave me three units worth of thanks, and I wanted four. No, it doesn't work that way. You know, it's just that's we give and take, and you know, people say that it can't work, but when you take a look at the fact You look at those island societies, and you look at the fact that today, about 80% of the jobs out there do overall little more than move the wealth upwards to the psychopaths. I mean, you have your tellers, you have cashiers, you have salespeople, marketing, advertising, insurance, Wall Street, casinos, and of course, banking in general. All those jobs. If society fell apart, none of those jobs would be around. Okay? We wouldn't have those. We would have farmers.
I'm
We
gonna
would
look
have
back on
people.
this in a few years and it's gonna be,
Yes. So, yeah,
absolutely.
you have people willing to do things for the social currency. And in the meantime, if we add free energy, we don't have to account for our energy. It makes it very pointless to have free energy. And like I said, I know we have free energy technology. I know it. My dad told me all about what he was working on before they snagged it into black projects, at which point he quit talking about his work. But before he quit talking about his work, he would tell me what the, in fact, it was really funny because he didn't often get to do the bedtime story. Usually it was mom. But every time he did come in to do the bedtime story, I would beg him to tell me what the world was going to look like because of his work. And he would say, well, cities would float, cars would fly, and we'd have all the energy we could use. And then I'd say, tell me again, tell me again. He says, I just told you, but no, tell me again. So we go through five, six, seven times over for the bedtime story. I'd have him tell me that over and over and over again. And so, I know we've got the technology, and I didn't understand why they hid it for many years, but once I made the connection between free energy and the need for money, I went, well, now I understand because their own, the really the only tool they have is money. People will say, well, they've got this and they've got that. They only have this and that because they can pay for it. They don't have it if they can't pay for it.
The love of money is the root of all evil.
I say that a little differently.
Love to
The
hear.
power over the love of the power over others is the root of all unethical behavior choices. 'Cause I don't see good and evil.
It's just a choice of like
I see.
unethical versus ethical.
Well, there's ethical, unethical, and then, okay, you have unethical, which is breaking the three laws of ethics, which I can recite if you would like.
Yes, please.
Okay. One, do not willfully and without fully informed consent hurt or kill the flesh of another. Two, do not willfully and without fully informed consent take or damage anything that is not yours alone. Three, do not willfully defraud another, which can only happen without fully informed consent. So you have the three laws of ethics. And speaking of laws, I know I'm sort of jumping around here, but everything, and I do mean everything in the legal system, is not a law.
It's like a big old opinion.
It's a legalate. Everything is legalates. There are only three laws. And the legal system thwarts ethics far more than serves them. Right?
Ooh.
So, I decide I cannot consent to the whole legal / governmental system, because I cannot consent to anything that props unethical things.
Really, I'm just thinking about it, and it's like, you know, we pay for, in a way, for death sentences, or we pay in a way, you know, also for if we don't have enough money and go to get arrested, then we go to jail. But if we do, you know, it's a different story. And I think it's really interesting the role that we see money plays in society and the influence it has, mm-hmm. you know, over people's minds, making them do things that are actually kind of insane. And I think that love, in a way, is like that connection they have to it. It's not really connected to life, because money is a tool, like you can use it, but it's, you know, you can use a lot of things. People will say, like, you know, I need money to live a good life, wherein that's just a lie. You know, it's really just to go live a good life. You don't need money. You want the things it can buy you. And I think so many people are blinded by that. And it is what it is.
I'm saying, though, that our planet is very abundant. It could easily, you know, screw their bullshit. It could easily support 1,000 times the number that are here now.
The beauty of Earth.
And if we removed money, because when you have money, I just spaced out. I got kind of distracted. My friend walked through the door.
I'll ask a question, you know, as we begin to wrap up, okay? So I have a saying. It says, money does grow on trees if you plant the right one. I'm curious to like, on your reflections, how you feel about that saying.
I don't know that that makes a great deal of sense. As long as we are accounting for our energy added, we will wind up with poverty and privilege. And as long as we're consenting to being led, we will be led astray. Okay? This is why we would best not consent to the whole mess. And if we can get the free energy technologies out of their hands, and believe me, if I wasn't an old lady, disabled, destitute, and technically homeless, I would be making sure we had free energy out there. But that's not my job. My job is to let people know that we can. And I do have a video. It's my featured video on U-Toilet, but I also have it on Odyssey. It's the top one in my playlist on solving for the psychopaths in control. But you know, it discusses how to get free energy and gravity control, I might add. I don't know how many of those UFOs we see are electrogravitic technology. Because they do have it, and it does produce what we see in the UFOs. All the behaviors you can get with the electrogravitics. At any rate,
that is powerful, and everyone, definitely, myself included, Amy, feel free to share the link, and I'll also add that to the bio because
description box.
This is incredible, and I feel like, again, my head is just full of all of these questions. Personally, I'm fascinated with the idea of a token economy and, you know, how we use money in society and why. I think it's really interesting, like, why? If we know that the earth is so abundant and humans, we're animals in a way. So it's really interesting to see how we coexist with each other and one another using this system. But Amy, you mentioned so many things. Again, I was just open to the conversation to expand and understand more of, you know, the world in a way where we're really reflecting on, okay, and also bringing compassion. I think that we're all humans, and, you know, as crazy as it is, I feel like the purpose sometimes of just having this temporary human experience is uncovering and sharing the words of, like, free energy. An amazing thing, you know, that I'm sure part of money is a scarcity aspect. We need something to be little so we can trade with it. We can, you know, value it. And that's a fascinating thing about value. You know, it's almost like we overlook things that are so there, but something, when it is scarce, it becomes something more valuable. And
But, you know, if you have the free energy, I mean, 100% of the cost of everything is energy. 100%. The resources sit here freely on our planet, but it takes energy to put them into a useful configuration. And so it is that energy that we are accounting for with the money that, like I said, we started because at the time we needed everybody. At this point, we don't need everybody. We don't need but maybe 20% of us, or maybe even less now that we have the robots, which I know a lot of people get freaked out. Oh no, robots will take our jobs. Well, without money,
we wanted the robots' jobs in the first place.
What we can do is, if it's a necessary job and not enough of us or none of us wants to do it, that's where we put in the robots so that we get necessary work done. But we don't have to do it if we don't want to. And this leaves us able to do what we do want to do. The arts and the sciences will burgeon. You know, presently, they're both totally controlled with much hidden. And,
it's,
you know,
incredible how much we do know, you know, with the observation, but is almost hidden, you know, unless you really look for it, you'll find it, of course.
It's
incredible. And with that being said, I am so excited for the potential future of the world that it kind of seems inevitable to a certain extent, you know. No matter how we look at it, I think that there are a lot of people that I wouldn't say are sick on the world, you know, in the world, but maybe their focus is on something that is leading to self-destruction. Whether they're aware of it or not, I think that concept of not really being able to feel love leads to almost feeding off of fear or feeding off of emotions that are similarly vibrating in that field. It's almost like that's the picture in my head that kind of comes. And sometimes, like, I'm seeing this on a bigger scale. You don't have to consent at all. You can see it for what it is, and you can
Yeah,
acknowledge,
I use money. I deal with the system when I have to, all under duress. I do not consent to any of it, but because if I don't, I won't eat. I mean, it's under duress that I do everything. So, I will continue and keep trying to get things out into the universe happy and
Just being that light and grounding in, absolutely, Amy. I'm so thankful to have this conversation because, again, I was like, it just really felt led to talk to you and connect more. And I'm so thankful I did because it really opened up my heart and mind. And I'm hoping to all that listen, inspire them to look for that free energy and to look for those ways to be like, actually, there's a lot going on, but I don't necessarily have to give my energy to that. Allowing that to flow into that more, I guess you could say, fruitful path that's going to provide that abundance that is natural.
Well, here's another thing to consider. I don't know if you have ever heard of the Sestwe KV trusts.
Have not a trust.
Okay, well, it turns out back in the 1600s, they set up trusts, started setting up trusts for everyone with the wealth that belongs to us, because see, this planet belongs to everyone who was born here. It, and they needed to find a way to take that from us, that wealth from us. So they set up trusts for every one of us, and they're the trustees, and we are the beneficiaries, if you can call it that. And they have all of our wealth. Every one of us is a multimillionaire. Every one of us.
You heard it here first, folks. No more visualization. It's
Some
already
of us,
happening.
if we're old enough, like I'm probably a billionaire by now, okay?
In wisdom
But
and all, yes.
they hold all that money and then they use it against us. And I, if we can get rid of money, it is in essence collapses the trust, and all of that wealth goes to all of us. And then
That's a powerful reflection.
we can live however we want, do whatever we want, but I would promote the betterment ethic, doing whatever you can to make it better for those around you.
Absolutely.
And let's see. Oh gosh, I'm like spacing out.
It's all good.
That's old ladies. There's no excuse for us.
It's okay. I have no excuse. I really have no excuse, Amy. So, but no,
But
definitely, I think there's a
oh,
lot
the other
with.
thing, besides the betterment ethic, keep an eye on whether you can help solve a problem or not, and if you can, get involved.
I'm so excited. I think this sparked a lot of change, a lot of opening eyes to what's going on, and that shift of really seeing, moving where your money is at. I'm all for really the ethical consumer and the person that can find other ways of serving others. I think that there will be a day where we really won't need money. We'll be able to, the person that has the land will still get direct value that's equivalent
Well,
from all of the people that are there.
you are still thinking still in terms of material accounting for energy.
That is true. That is true.
We do
Going
not need
beyond.
that at all. We can set it up so that everyone can have what they want. I mean, within reason, of course. There's still going to be specialty items, like not everybody can dine on lobster every night. So the lobster gets a first come, first serve sort of a
I'll be
situation.
real. I watched this video of a lobster, and the person bought him from the tank and raised him, and now he's
Ah.
living like a king. And I'm like, oh man, I don't know if I can eat lobster anymore. But I think it's like
Well,
you find that balance. You find that balance, I think.
The point is that even though any one given specialty item may be rare, there will be huge numbers of specialty items to choose from. So you don't get your lobster, you get your caviar, or whatever,
It's really
Okay.
that. This is beautiful. And oh, there's so many more. Like, Amy, if we had like another hour or 2 hours, really dive into it, which, God willing, maybe we'll have a part two. There's
Yeah,
so much to
sure.
awesome. Diving into this, I want to say, so beautiful soul. Get ready to wrap up. I wanted to just note, like, really taking to heart what Amy shared about just that idea and concept of free energy and not consenting to your energy perhaps being drained or given to things that you don't necessarily agree with or condone. I think that's a really powerful thing on so many levels, not just physically with matter, but spiritually, energetically, emotionally, mentally. And I'm so thankful that we have this conversation, Amy, and I'm definitely looking
Oh, well,
forward to part two,
I definitely, definitely, I definitely enjoyed it. Yeah, write up a list of questions and I'll
I got you.
go down the list next time.
Perfect.
Pardon me, I've got
Well,
some gook lately,
that's
so.
all good. I just wanted to say thank you again for joining and just sharing your wisdom.
Oh, you're
Thank
very
you for,
welcome. Thank you for
yeah.
having me.
Thank you to all those who listened in, and I look forward to seeing you in part two. For everybody, this was, I'm going to try to pronounce your name, Amy Terawasu Solar.
Amaterasu Solar.
Oh,
But people
man.
call me Amy for short
I'm
because
too.
most people, unless they're Japanese,
Oh, Amy,
tend
are
to
you
struggle with
Japanese?
it. No, actually, I
Yeah.
am not.
Oh, that's
But
awesome.
Amaterasu is the Shinto goddess of the sun.
Ah, that's awesome. The more you know, you see. Should have started off with that one, but this is a bonus. Thank you
Sure.
again, and enjoy the rest of your day. Look forward to
All
just taking
righty.
everything that we said into account moving forward, and so much love, peace to everybody listening. Bye.
Love.